好，弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹，你成为基督徒有多长的时间了？
How long have you been Christian?
在你成为基督徒的这段时间里面，你有固定参加主日崇拜、小组查经或祷告聚会这些的聚会吗？
Once you became Christian, have you attended a worship regularly, Bible study, prayer meeting?
如果你的信主的时间超过了三年，而且你是一位委身参加聚会的信徒。
If you have accepted Christ for over 3 years and committed to attend worship,
那么你应该听过超过100篇的信息，也查过不少的经文才对。
You have heard over 100 messages and studied many Bible verses.
我想问的是，弟兄姐妹，你觉得神的话语容易明白吗？
Do you think the word of God is easily understood?
有人摇头，很多人摇头。
Many shook their head.
不管你觉得神的话语容易还是不容易，你有没有经过以下的这几种的情况？
Regardless of whether you feel the word easy or not, have you encountered the following situations?
在查经的时候，有一段的经文你看不太懂，他到底在说什么？但是呢，有一位牧者或者是有一位弟兄姐妹，经过他的讲解之后，你就明白了。
During Bible study, you didn't understand a certain verse through the explanation by a pastor or brother and sister explained, then you got it.
但问题是，他怎么可以讲得这么精彩深刻，你怎么就看不到呢？
The point is, how could he explain this so deep and exciting and you could not see it?
或者在一次的祷告会当中，弟兄姐妹提到的祷告事项是那么的问题好大，气氛好沉重，你都不知道应该怎么样去祷告。
But during prayer meeting, you feel so heavily burdened to the point not knowing how to pray.
但是有些人就可以滔滔不绝，祷告得那么好，为什么你做不到？
Yet somebody could pray so eloquently, why couldn't I do the same?
我们相信的是同一位神，读的是同一本的圣经，为什么信徒之间的差距有如此之大？
We believe the same God, read the same Bible, how come such major differences among believers?
难道跟智商有关吗？有些人天生就比较聪明，所以很会解经祷告吗？
Anything to do with IQ, some are smarter to interpret Bible and pray?
还是跟量，我就是数量的有数量的量有关。圣经你读了多就会明白，祷告会参加多了，你就会祷告。
Anything to do with quantity, the more you read or pray, the better you will understand and pray.
但是，好像有些老基督徒信主了多年，也不懂得怎么解释圣经，也不见得会祷告。
But many seasoned Christians for years don't know how to interpret Bible nor how to pray well.
还是。神本来就是偏待人，神就是赐给某一些人多一点的恩赐跟亮光，但是神没有给我，所以我也没办法。真的是这样吗？
Is God partial to somebody with more talents and enlightenment? If he didn't give me, then nothing I can do.
其实没有人敢说他完全明白圣经，有一些经文我也不知道怎么样的解释是最恰当的。
Actually, nobody claimed to completely understand Bible. Some verses, I don't even know how to interpret them.
今天我要跟各位来看一段的经文，有很长的一段的时间，其实我也不知道怎么样去解释它是最恰当的。
Today, I'd like to share some verses for a while. Even I don't know how to explain.
而这段的经文也许刚好可以回答我刚刚提到的那一些的疑问。
Perhaps they can answer some of my previously mentioned questions.
这段的经文是在马太福音的13章的10到17节，我先用中文来读。门徒进前来问耶稣说：“对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？”耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。”所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言说：“你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。但你们的眼睛是有福的。”因为看见了，你们耳朵是也是有福的，因为听见了。 我是在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们的，所听的，却没有听见。
Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 to 11, English, let's together. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whether has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I spoke to them in parable. This is why, though seeing, they do not see, though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has been calloused. They hardly hear with their ears. They cannot close their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
对于这一段的经文，我自己也有一大堆的困惑。
So it puzzled me a lot.
到底神是否要让人明白他的话语？
Do God really want us to understand His word?
如果人神不要让人明白，这显然违背了耶稣来到世上传道的目的。
If He doesn't, then why Jesus came to the world to teach?
如果要让人明白，为什么耶稣还要跟人打哑谜，直说不就好了吗？
So why, if you let us understand why he used parable, it's easier just to talk straight.
比喻是明显是耶稣讲道的时候所使用的方法。比喻是使人听得更清楚明白，还是更听不懂？
So sometimes parables make it easier to understand or more difficult.
在做了一些研究和思想以后，我对神的心意和作为有了更深一层的了解。
After some research and meditation, I have more understanding about God's will and action.
我明白了为什么有好多人信主多年仍然读不太懂圣经。
I have understood why so many seasoned Christians for years still do not quite understand the Bible.
也更了解了信徒应该以什么样的心态来读神的话语。
And what should be the attitude of believer to study His word?
今天我要讲的题目是明白神话语的关键。
My sermon title is the key to understand the word of God.
这个主题呢，其实可以有两方面的意思。
There are two aspects.
第一个是明白 quote unquote 神话语的关键，意思是神的话语有一些的关键，你要去明白那些的关键，重在技巧。
First, to understand the key of word of God means there are keys to God's word.You need certain technique to understand such keys.
第二个是 quote unquote 明白神的话语的关键，意思是呢，要去明白神的话语有一些的关键，你要去抓住那些的关键，重在你的态度。
Second, the key to understand the word of God means if you want to understand the word of God, there are keys in attitude.
不可否认，神的话语有一些的基本的知识和解释的原则。但今天我要跟各位分享的是第二个，就是读神话语的时候的态度的问题。
Undeniably, there's a basic principle knowledge to explain the word of God, but today I'd like to share the second key on attitude.
首先我们来看第一点，心中尊主为大。
First, put God first in your heart.
不过在解释第一个重点以前，我们先来思想一个问题，耶稣使用比喻的原因是什么？
Before dive in, we need to meditate the reason for Jesus to use parables.
不晓得你知不知道，耶稣刚出来传道的时候，他并不使用比喻。后来他为什么改变了？他从什么时候开始使用比喻的？
When Jesus first started teaching, he did not use parables. When did he start to use parables?
我们来看这段的经文，再来读看一次哈，十一节到十五节，耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”所以我用比喻对他们讲， 正应了以赛亚的预言说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
So he replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parable. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand.
Okay. 在这段经文当中，我们可以发现两件很有意思的事情。
From the verses, you can discover two interesting matters.
第一件事情是耶稣把他的听众分成了两个大的部分群体，一个是你们，一个是他们。那你们是谁？他们又是谁？
First is you versus them. Who were you and who were them?
答案其实很简单，你们就是来问耶稣为什么要用比喻的这个门徒。那他们是谁呢？他们就是不是门徒的其他的人。
Simple answer, you were those who came to ask about the parable, the disciple. Then were not disciple.
很显然，从某一个时刻开始，耶稣就对他的门徒和不是他的门徒有了差别待遇。
Obviously, after a certain time, Jesus treated his disciple and non-disciple differently.
什么时候耶稣讲到开始有了差别待遇，就是这两群的人开始显明出来的时候。
Since when? When did the distinction between the two groups become obvious?
耶稣刚出来讲道的时候，他是面对所有的人讲道，他从来就不隐瞒他的身份，而且他的信息非常的清楚明白，一点都不含糊。
When Jesus first started teaching, he was
他总还在呼召愿意跟随他的人。
He traveled throughout many places, declared, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He also called people to follow him willingly.
渐渐的，这批愿意跟随他的人慢慢成型了，而敌对耶稣的势力也慢慢显明出来。
Then his followers forming and his opposition also appearing.
谁是敌对耶稣势力呢？就是文士、法利赛人，这些的宗教领袖，还有那些认同他们的群众。
The representative opposition were scribes, Pharisees, the religious leaders, and people identified with them.
这群人不但抵挡耶稣，反对耶稣，甚至他们运用各种的方法来打击耶稣。
Those people not only opposed and obstructed Jesus, even attacked him in many ways.
就在今天经文的，我们读的经文的前面一章，记载了耶稣医治好了一个被鬼附、又聋又哑的人。
The chapter before today's verses recorded Jesus healed a demon-possessed, deaf, mute, and blind.
法利赛人怎么说呢？法利赛人说耶稣是靠着鬼王赶鬼，这明显是一个毁谤跟亵渎。
Then Pharisee accused Jesus was king of demons to drive out demons, obviously libel and blasphemy.
既然他们铁了心要抵挡耶稣，接下来耶稣的教导的方式就改变了。
Since they hardened their hearts to resist Jesus, then Jesus changed the way to teach.
现在耶稣开始教导的是什么呢？就是这段经文第二个很有意思的事情。
Now how did Jesus start to teach? The second interesting thing in the verses.
耶稣在教导天国的奥秘，而耶稣教导的方式是使用比喻。
So he was teaching the mystery of the kingdom of heaven and with parables.
我们可以这么说，天国的奥秘是耶稣教导的进阶真理，教导的方式也不一样。
The mystery of the kingdom of heaven was advanced truth taught by Jesus in a different method.
耶稣教导的基本真理就是 basic 的呢，是他是救主，他也是生命的主。人必须认罪悔改，并尊他为主为王，让他在凡事上居首位，这是基本真理。
His status as Savior and Lord of all was the basic tenet of his teaching. Man needed to accept and accept Christ as King, Savior, and put him first.
凡是在这个基本真理上面持守的人，也就是愿意跟随耶稣的人，那耶稣借着比喻，他们就更容易明白了进阶的真理，就是天国的奥秘。
Those who accept the basic tenet were followers of through parable, and it will be easier for them to understand the advanced truth, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
但是对于不把耶稣当一回事，甚至坚决反对他的人， 就如同圣经所说，他们油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，决心抵挡耶稣。
For those who disregarded, even opposed Jesus, as in the verse, they have grown callous heart, closed their eyes and dulled of hearing, and determined to oppose Jesus.
所以比喻就像一个眼罩，就像一个耳塞，把他们的眼睛蒙住，耳朵塞住，他们看不见，也听不明白。
So parables were eye shield and ear plug to close their eyes and dull their hearing, so that they cannot see the or understand.
请注意十五节有一个词叫做恐怕，中文翻恐怕哈，它是什么意思呢？是谁在恐怕呢
？Pay attention otherwise in the verse about whom.
恐怕呢，其实是中文和合本的翻译。那中文新译本呢，现代中文译本呢，有两种不同的翻译。
There are different translations among different Mandarin edition.
那这几种的不同的翻译呢，刚好反映了三种不同的解经的观点。
So reflect different perspective interpreting Bible.
第一个和合本的翻译是恐怕，讲的是神，是神不让硬心的人回转得医治。
Afraid otherwise is about God will not allow hardened people repent to be healed.
新译本呢？新译本是翻免得，讲的是人，是人硬心的人呢，他们不要回转得医治。
Another edition, less, is about hardened people will not repent to be healed.
第三个是以致呢，是现代中译本的，指的是结果，硬心的结果就是不回转也不得医治。
Thirdly, addition, so that is the result of hardened people, no repent, no healing.
所以答案是什么呢？可能这三者都有，这三者所蕴含的圣经的都有蕴含圣经的真理，三者也并不冲突，我们可以用另外一节经文来做参考。
What is the answer? All three could be the truth in Bible. They do not contradict each other. We can refer to other verses.
这节的经文在帖撒罗尼迦后书二章的十到十二节，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因
他们
不领
受
爱
真
理
的
心，
使他们
得
救，故此
神就
给
他
们
一
个
生发错误
的
心，
叫
他
们
信
从
虚
谎，
使
一切
不信真
理
的、道爱、喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
So English together, and all the ways that wickedness deceive those who are perishing.They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so to be saved. For this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness.
总而言之，人不喜欢真理，拒绝真理，神也让人不明白真理。
In summary, if men dislike or reject the truth, God will let them believe fake news.
圣经让我们看到，当人坚持自己的想法和意见，不愿意接受耶稣基督的救恩的时候。
If men insist his own way and thinking to reject salvation from Jesus,
就产生了盲目、硬心、看不清楚真相、不明事理，这就是不信人的光景。
His heart would become callous. He cannot see clearly the truth, nor understand. This is the plight of non-believer.
但是对于信徒而言，当我们的心中不尊主为大的时候，结果也是很糟糕的。
As for Christians, if we don't put God first, we will suffer dire consequences.
我们会有几种的情况。第一个，我们会有混乱的解经，我们按照自己的意思解经，断章取义，以至于不能够明白圣经整全的启示。
Confusion in interpreting Bible according to our own ideas, taking verses out of context to understand the whole revelation of the Bible.
第二个，我们可能会有偏差的祷告，我们会要求神成就我们个人的欲望，以至于我们的祷告空洞无力。
Devious prayer according to our own will, hollow, powerless.
第三个，我们可能有错误的寻求神的旨意，我们会预设立场。以自己的角度去寻找答案，偏行己路。
Thirdly, erroneously seeking God's will, predicated on our own position and perspective, going our own way.
前阵子我在活泼的生命里面，我们看到一篇的文章，它列举了几个不愿尊主为大的表现。
Previously, I read Living Life for my devotional about several examples not putting God first.
让我们可以来自我的反省一下。第一个，我可以原谅任何人，就是不能够原谅他。
First, I can forgive anyone but him.
第二个，我什么事情都愿意做，只有这件事情做不到。
Secondly, I can do anything but this.
第三个，什么地方我都可以去，就是无法去那里。
Thirdly, I can go anywhere but there.
第四个，什么事情我都能放下，只有这件事放不下。
Fourthly, I can let go anything but this.
求主帮助我们真的愿意把一切的拦阻都除去，让耶稣基督在我们的生命当中作王。
May God help us to rid all obstruction and let Jesus be the King of our life.
相信当我们如此行的时候，我们对神的话语和神的国会有更深层次的认识。
When we do so, then we can understand God's will and kingdom in deeper level.
明白神话语关键的第二点是心存谦卑跟渴慕。
Second key is humble and thirsting.
十一到十二节，耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。”
In Matthew chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, he replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them.
也许你不知道，这一个原则还被这个世俗的世界所引用，称之为马太效应。
Perhaps you don't know this principle is used in secular world as Matthew effects.
因为这句话是出自马太的福音。
Since it is originated from the book of Matthew.
马太效应是怎么来的呢？是在1968年的时候，美国社会学家 Robert Merton 呢，他提出这个术语，用以来概括一种的社会心理现象。
So in 1968, a sociologist coined this term for a psychological phenomenon in society.
他是这么说的，他说相对于那些不明就说不知名的研究学者，声名显赫的科学家通常会得到更多的声望，确实他们的成就，即使他们的成就是相似的，同样的，在同一个项目上，声誉通常会给予那些已经出名的研究者。
Compared to less known researchers, the famous one desire more acclaims despite similar achievement. Even in the same field, the accolades usually are bestowed to the already established scholars.
这种马太效应呢，也在资本主义的社会当中彰显无疑。
This Matthew effect is so obvious in the capitalistic society.
相较于付出劳力去赚工资，我们大部分人都是这个样子。那使用金钱投资去获取的利益呢，要大得多。
It is easier to make money with money than wages for labor.
也就是用钱去赚钱。那些资本主义社会当中的顶级富豪都是这么样形成的。
This is how the uber rich accumulate wealth in capitalistic society.
结果呢，就是贫者越贫，富者越富，贫富的差距也越来越大。
The result is the widening gap between rich and poor.
对于基督徒而言，我们不需要去追逐这个世界上面的名声跟财富，但是我们要明白，在属灵的原则也是如此，因为这句话是耶稣说的。
As for Christians, we are not after fame and wealth of the world, but we need to understand this is also the spiritual principles from Jesus.
各位，你知道我们今天读的这段的经文的上下文是在讲什么吗？
What is the context of the verse today?
是在讲一个比喻，一个非常有名，大家非常熟悉的比喻，就是撒种的比喻。
It is the famous parable of the sower.
撒种的比喻的意义是什么呢？
So what is the meaning of the parable of sower?
我们都知道在这个比喻当中种子代表什么？种子代表神的道，就是神的话语。
We all know the seed in the parable represent the way or the word of the God.
那么种子落在的土地代表什么呢？土地代表人的心。人心的状态是明白神话语的关键。
So what about the soil, the heart of the man? The condition of the heart is the key to understand the word of God.
如果土地不对， 即使是真的种子落在上面，也不可能发芽生长。
If the soil is not right, even the real seed cannot grow.
唯有落在好土里，种子才可能结实累累，有30倍、60倍跟100倍的收成。
Only in good soil can seed bear fruit in 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold harvest.
耶稣在用比喻讲解天国的奥秘的以前呢，他就先讲了撒种的比喻。为什么呢？因为人心预备好了，才能够明白天国的奥秘。
Before Jesus taught the parable of the mystery of the kingdom, Jesus mentioned first the parable of the sower, because we need to prepare our heart to understand the secret of the kingdom of the heaven.
我们来看看这群跟随耶稣的门徒，他们的心态是如何的。
What about the attitude of the disciples following Jesus?
这群人不但发现了耶稣，他们承认耶稣就是那一位要来临的弥赛亚，他们还有行动。
Not only they discovered Jesus, admitted him as Messiah, also act on it.
为了耶稣，他们放下自己的工作，丢掉了谋生的工具，甚至他们离开了自己的家人，以行动表明追随耶稣的决心。
They let go their livelihood and family, follow Jesus with action and determination.
但也唯有如此，他们对耶稣的认识更深，他们也得着了天国第一手的资料和讲解。
Only this way they understood Jesus deeply and received firsthand information and explanation about the kingdom of heaven.
各位，我相信你一定听过一句话，甚至你可能自己都说过这句话。
You must have heard it, even said it yourself.
有一些慕道友他会说，信耶稣很好，但是呢，我对圣经不太了解。等我对圣经更熟悉以后，我再去受洗。
As some seeker, Jesus is wonderful, but I don't quite understand the Bible. I will get baptized after I understand more about the Bible.
这句话我自己当初就说过。
I have said so also.
但是那个时候就有人回答我，他告诉我，他说你不需要了解整本的圣经才可以受洗。基督教的信仰就是当你决心要走进去的时候，你就会更了解。
And someone answered me, you don't need to understand Bible completely before getting baptized. The belief of Christianity will be understood more once you have decided to accept.
弟兄姐妹，这个原则不只是在我们信主受洗的那一刻是真的，在我们信主以后，生命成长的过程的当中也是实在的。
This principle is not only true when we decided to be baptized, but true also in our spiritual growth after accepting Jesus.
下面这句话大家挺清清楚的记得哈。很多时候对于神话语的和他的旨意，不是完全明白以后才去顺服，而是先顺服以后，你才可能完全去明白。
Pay attention. On many occasions, we obey His will and word first before understood completely.Not obey after understood.
有一节经文非常的重要，很多人都没有去仔细去思想这句话。
One important verse is often overlooked to meditate closely.
这句话是记载在约翰福音的7:17，耶稣说：“人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。”
This is John 7:17. If anyone desires to do his will, he will know about the teaching, whether it's from God or if I'm speaking from myself.
这节经文的背景是在祝棚节的时候，耶稣上圣殿去教训人。
The background was during the Feast of Tabernacle. Jesus was teaching in the temple.
众人对耶稣的身份呢，众说纷纭，议论纷纷，但是呢，他们都惊讶耶稣的教导是那样的好。他是怎么学会的？
Many were wondering who he was and amazed by his teaching and how did he do it?
耶稣就用这句话来回答他们，人若立志去遵行神的旨意，必定能够分辨这耶稣所说的话是从神来的，还是耶稣自己乱说的。
Jesus replied, if man determined to apply the will of God, he surely can differentiate the word of Jesus from God or babbling from Jesus himself.
弟兄姐妹，在今天如此混乱的世代里面，你是否也渴望成为一个有智慧、能够分辨神旨意的信徒呢？
In a chaotic world nowadays, are you long to be discerning believer capable of differentiate the will of God?
你必须成为一个不只听到更去行道的信徒。
You must become a doer, not just hearer, Christian.
去行神的道，展现了一个信徒对神的话语的渴慕和认真的态度。
Manifest a sincere and thirsting attitude to the word of God.
信息的一开始在引言里面，我曾经提过的这个量，就是数量的量的这个问题。
At the beginning in the preamble, I have mentioned the idea of quantity.
是否多参加查经聚会就会解经，是否多参加祷告会就会祷告。
If you attend Bible study often, you will interpret Bible properly, and regular attendance you will make you an able prayer of able person of prayers.
答案是不一定，因为参加查经和参加祷告聚会也可能成为一种形式而已。
Not necessarily, since attendance can be just a formality.
但是这句话反过来说是可以确定的。
On the contrary, this comment can be affirmative.
什么意思？就是如果你不参加查经聚会，你一定不会解经；你不参加祷告会，你一定不会祷告。
Without participating Bible study, you will definitely unable to interpret Bible properly. Without attending prayer meeting, you will not be praying adequately.
不会解经，不会祷告，你怎么会明白神的旨意呢？
If you can't interpret Bible or pray, how can you understand the will of God?
盼望我们每一个信徒都像海绵一样，我们先把我们里面存在的老我、私欲，通通把它挤掉。
I hope every believer should be like sponge, first squeeze out the old self within.
然后我们像一个空空的海绵，竭力进入神丰盛的话语的领域当中，尽情去吸收神奥秘的智慧跟知识。
Empty ourselves, then strive to enter the richness of the Word of God, absorb wholeheartedly the wisdom and knowledge of God's mystery.
让我们来看明白神话语关键的第三点，就是接受领受圣灵的光照。
The third key, receive the light of Holy Spirit.
十六、十七节，但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
Matthew chapter 13, verses 16 to 17. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Verily, I tell you that many prophets and righteous men desired and see the thing which you see and didn't see them, and desired the thing you hear but didn't hear them.
在耶稣这段话里面，从前代表什么？
In the verse, what does the past tense stand for?
答案很简单，我想大家都知道，从前就是旧约时代。那相对于从前呢的现在，就是指新约时代。
The answer is simple. It means the Old Testament period. In contrast, now means the New Testament period.
是什么东西？旧约的先知跟义人想要看见、想要听见，他们却没有办法；而在新约的圣徒，他们都得着了呢
？What was desired and see to hear by many prophets and righteous men, yet didn't see or hear, but receive and by believer in the New Testament period.
就是在旧约所预言的耶稣基督这位救主的出现和他所带来真正的救恩，耶稣自己都曾经印证了这件的事情。
It's about Savior Jesus, his salvation was prophesied in Old Testament, then was proved by Jesus himself.
耶稣复活以后，在往以马忤斯的路上，耶稣曾经向两个门徒显现，并且亲自说明了这件事情。
After resurrection on the road to Emmaus, Jesus appeared and to disciples to explain to them himself.
在路加福音的二十四章，耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话语，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。”于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
So Luke chapter 24, verses 44, 45, he said to them, this is what I told you, while I was still with you, everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they can understand the scriptures.
你有没有觉得这两个门徒真是有福啊？耶稣亲自给他们上课，让他们能够明白神的话语。
Don't you feel the two disciples were so blessed to be taught by Jesus himself to understand the word of God?
但是各位，我们不需要羡慕他们，因为我们比他们更有福。
No need to envy them, we are even more blessed.
因为那个时候耶稣还没有升天，圣灵也还没有降下来，但是在现今的时代，所有的信徒都有圣灵的内住在我们里面。
At that time, Jesus had not ascended to heaven. Holy Spirit did not descend yet. Nowadays, Holy Spirit dwells in all believers.
在十一节，耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。叫你们知道的英文的翻译是 has been given to you, 是用被动式。
So the mystery of the heaven has been given to you in passive tense.
门徒是被动领受天国的信息，赏赐的是神。
Disciples were given the message from above by God.
更精确的说，在耶稣基督复活升天以后，启示真理是圣灵的工作。
Precisely after Jesus ascending to heaven, the revelation of truth is the work of Holy Spirit.
圣灵可以随时光照我们，让我们明白神的话语，就看我们是否预备好。
Holy Spirit can shed lights on us anytime to let us understand the word of God if we're ready.
接下来我跟各位分享一下我个人的见证。
I'd like to share a personal testimony.
我信主以后呢，我就固定参加主日崇拜。主日学，还有小组查经等等各种的聚会。
After accepting Christ, I have regular attending Sunday worship, Sunday school, Bible study, small group gathering.
我可以听，也可以学，但是我自己就是不太会读圣经，我觉得圣经很难了解。
To hear, to learn, but on my own, it was difficult for me to understand the Bible.
那个时候刚好兴起了一个属灵操练，叫做早起灵修。我很羡慕别人可以跟神有那样亲密的关系。
There was a spiritual discipline in morning devotional, and I envy those to have such a close relationship with God.
所以有一天的晚上，我就想，我就祷告，我说，如果第二天的早晨，神在六点钟叫我起床，我就起来灵修。
One night before bedtime, I pray if God woke me up at 6 o'clock, I will do devotional.
结果一夜好眠，然后就在我睡得迷迷糊糊的时候呢，我好像听到了一句非常熟悉的话，那句话就说，神是爱，你们要彼此相爱。我听到这句话我就醒了。
I slept soundly in a trance. I heard a familiar verse. God is love. You need to love one another. Suddenly I woke up.
我一看床头的钟，正好六点整，一分不差。
At exactly 6 a.m.
我就知道神在叫我起床，我就赶紧起来，我就到隔壁的书房去灵修。
I knew God was waking me. Even though I was alone, it seemed someone was sitting next to me.
而且我在读经的时候，圣经的话好像从书本当中跳出来，我不但明白他们在说什么，而且我的心中深受感动，好像他在对我说话。
And Bible verses came alive, touched me, spoke to me. I understood everything I was reading.
从那个时候开始，我对圣经的领悟就非常的敏锐。从一处的圣经，我就可以联想到好多其他的属灵的真理，就像那一句话，触类旁通，好像窍被打开了一样。
Since then, I have become sensitive to verses and cross-reference many related spiritual truths to draw an analogy.
弟兄姐妹，我相信神的心意是让他的子民都能够明白他的话语。
God's will is for His children to understand His word.
我不认为我是特例，我的经验可以也应该发生在每一个渴慕真理的信徒的身上，因为这是圣灵要做的工作。
I am not the exception. My experience should apply to every believer thirsting for truth, because this is the work of Holy Spirit.
耶稣自己都曾经说过，记载在约翰福音的第16章13节，耶稣说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
John 16:13, But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
其实不只是明白有关神的事情，在我们的日常生活当中，领受圣灵的光照和引导也同样的重要。
Actually, it's not just about God, and it is important to receive the light and guidance of Holy Spirit in life.
我们常常用我们的常识，还有我们的经验来判断我们看到、听到的事情，然后运用我们的理性来决定我们该有的行动。
We often judge what we see or hear by experience and common sense, reason before we take action.
我不是说我们不可以这么做，但是真正的属灵人，他们会比这个更高一层，他们会寻求圣灵的带领。
I don't mean we shouldn't do so, but a real spiritual person will search higher guidance from Holy Spirit.
前一阵子我看到了 Oswald Chambers 的一句话，他这么说，他说神把有关他人的真相向我们显明，不是靠着我们有敏锐的头脑，而是圣灵的直接参透。
Oswald Chambers said, God revealed his truth about others to us, not through the sharpness of our minds, but through the direct penetration of his spirit.
没错，圣灵就是参透万事的神，他可以把一切的真相都向寻求他的人来显明。
Holy Spirit can penetrate everything as God and reveal every truth to people seeking him.
最后我要用我在神学院的一位老师曾经说过的话来结束这一点。
Lastly, I conclude with words of one of my seminary teacher.
在教会生活当中有好多的好些的人呢，他们喜欢做一些消息灵通人士，或者是内部知情人士，大的、小的、好的、坏的事情，他们都知道，让人们觉得他们很厉害。
In church life, some prefer to be person in the know or insider, Mr. Know All, big or small, good and bad, admired by many.
我的老师说，很多时候神是会让我们知道一些不好的事情，或者是人的软弱之处。
My teacher said, on many occasions, God would let us know some bad things or weakness in people.
但是神不是要我们去宣传这些的消息，而是让我们去祷告。
Not for us to spread such gossip, but to pray for those.
在祷告当中，神会光照、指示我们，让我们站在破口上，成为把破口堵起来的人。
In prayer, Holy Spirit will shed light and guide us to repair the brokenness in people.
我想这么做的人就是明白天国的奥秘，是真正耶稣基督的门徒。
People to do so are those who understand the mystery of heaven, the real disciple of Jesus.
我们进到今天的结论，我今天的题目是明白神话语的关键。
In conclusion, the title of my message is the key to understand the word of God.
这个主题可以指技巧、知识，也可以指态度或者是人心。
It can be about technique or knowledge, also attitude or heart.
明白神的话语和旨意，知识很重要，但是神更看重我们的心。
To understand the word of and will of God, knowledge is vital, but more about heart.
我想这节经文你一定读过，马太福音的七章第六节，耶稣说：“不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。”
This is a familiar verse. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearl to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
这节经文是什么意思？这节经文它是说神的话语就是神圣之物，像珍珠一样宝贵，神不会随便给人。
The word of God is sacred as pearl, not for everyone.
因着比喻，有心的人就更容易明白神的话语，但是对于无心的人，等于加了一层的障碍。
Through parables, searching people can easily get it, but for unintentional people, there are another layer of obstacle.
我刚才说了，今天经文的上下文讲的是一个撒种的比喻，撒种的比喻是对听者的一个挑战。
The context of today's verses is the parable of sower. It's a challenge to listener.
神的话语是祝福，也是审判，看接到的是哪一种人，是有心的人还是无心的人。
The word of God can be blessing or judgment, depends on which kind of person receive it, thirsting or unintentional.
最后，让我们用一箴言的一句话来彼此勉励。
Let's encourage you with proverb.
这节的经文是在箴言的23:26，他说：“我儿，要将你的心归我。”你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
Proverbs 23, verses 26, my son, give me your heart, and let your eyes delight in my ways.
有人记得今天是什么特别的日子吗？
Do you remember what day is today?
今天是 Palm Sunday, 松树主日。
Today is Palm Sunday.
福音书里面记载耶稣在 Palm Sunday 的时候进耶路撒冷，百姓都拿着松树枝来欢迎耶稣。
In four Gospels, talk about Palm Sunday was the day Jesus entered Jerusalem. People welcomed him with palm branches.
但那个是肉身的耶稣，他们欢迎的是肉身的耶稣。今天耶稣要借着圣灵进到我们的心中来作王。
That was Jesus in flesh. Today, Jesus is King in our heart through Holy Spirit.
让我们打开我们的心，欢迎那个荣耀的王进来。
Let's open our heart, welcome the glorious King, Jesus.
让我们一同来祷告，来回应我们的主。
Let's pray.
荣耀的王耶稣，你要进到我们的心中。
Dear glorious King, please enter our heart.
是的，我们打开我们的心，欢迎你进到我们的心中，在我们的心中的宝座上作王。
Open our heart, let Jesus come in, sitting on the throne of our heart.
在我们的心中，在我们的内心的深处，建立一个你作王的那个荣耀的国度。
Establish a glorious kingdom in our heart.
也求主给我们一个谦卑渴慕的心，来渴慕，来学习和研读你自己的话语。
Give us a humble and thirsting heart to study your word.
也求 主的灵，就是圣灵，在我们的心中来光照我们，让我们能够明白主的话语。
May your Holy Spirit shed light on our heart to understand your word.
更在今天这个悖谬弯曲的世代，让我们明白主的旨意为何，让我们做一个讨你喜悦的儿女。
Especially in this devious world, to understand your will to be pleasing to you.
让我们在今天的世代能够做正确的决定，讨你的喜悦，过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
Make the decision pleasing to you and live a life also pleasing to you.
更在今天的世代能够为主做一个美好的见证，把你的福音广传出去，建立你的国度。
Be a good witness, spreading your gospel, establish your kingdom, expanding.
求主听我们众人在你面前的祷告，主你使用这个教会的子民成为你美好的见证。
Listen to our prayer and use the people in this church to be your wonderful witness.
谢谢主听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.